Fishing on the coast has been pretty good. Redfish have been most of the action. There are lots of smaller reds that are almost legal size. Some are legal size, but this has made up the bulk of the action are the reds. That being said, there's some real large reds that are working the sounds as well as the beach fronts. The reds on the beach love going after finger mullet. Shrimp on the Georgia coast is always a favorite bait. Some of the guys fishing for reds in the grass have even caught a few triple tail. Usually they're caught around those outer markers, the range markers, but there have been some triple tail being caught in recent days. Sea trout action is okay. There have been some sea trout caught. As things cool down, the sea trout action will likely pick up. Those fishing for a smaller fish, the whiting, can be lots of fun, particularly for kids and just relaxing fishing. Around the inlets, the whiting are thick, just a little piece of cut bait, and you'll feel the rod bouncing, and you likely will have a whiting. That said, a little chunk of whiting can make a great bait to catch a great big redfish. The fishing, like I said, has been good. The bait's pushing in, meaning the shrimp in particular, the white shrimp. Fall is a great time for inshore fishing on the coast, and it looks like this is shaping up to be a pretty good year. We're seeing really good numbers of redfish, and as things cool down, we'll likely see more and more sea trout. Lots of smaller reds and sea trout still, but in the coming weeks, those will be getting a little larger. This is Captain Jack saying, fish on.